I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Rashad Taylor.
Not sure I could do it anyways.
He's up in Vegas, or down in Vegas, I should say. He's at WrestleMania.
He just texted us,
yeah,
by the way.
He just sent a text.
Seconds ago.
Bro, this S is like nothing I've ever seen.
I'm hoping he's talking about WrestleMania.
Yeah, there could.
He is in Vegas. It could be anything.
Yeah, that's very true.
I found something out about Stadium Swim that I did not know. Speaking of which, that's why I bring it up. Apparently you can have topless servers at that place.
Whoa.
So not only can you watch sports and be in a pool and bet on sports at the same time, but you can also have some up tops.
Hey, is that where he's staying?
I don't think he's staying there, but just...
I think he has like some friends that he stays with down there.
Didn't he? Yeah, because he lived down there for a little bit.
He went to UNLV for a bit.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, Rashad, this is, that's his thing, man. He's a wrestling guy. He loves his wrestling. And so, he's been talking about this for a couple weeks now. I asked him last week, like, if there was an ancillary sporting event that you would like to go to because the Masters was happening.
Right.
Like, not an NBA Finals or a World Series. I think, like, Dirt and Sprague even asked,
you're outside of top, major four, I guess.
Yeah, I think Dirt and Sprague also asked this question, like, if you could go to one sporting event for the rest of your life, or it's the only sporting event you could ever attend, like, what would it be? And their parameters kept changing. It was like, well, March Madness. It's like, all right, well, do I get every round of March Madness? Like,
would you want every round of March Madness?
It's a month long. It's a lot of traveling.
Well,
and then I think
free.
Another one was like Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, and so then, top three sports then?
Yeah. I guess.
Stanley Cup, a game, like if you said
World Cup?
Right. I think if you said, Will, hey, no matter what, whenever there's a game 7 in the Stanley Cup final, like that's what you can go to, I think that would be 1-1. But if you said like games 1 through
whatever
6, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Because Dirt was, you know, saying that his would be the Masters, which I can't hate on that. If you could spend the entire week at Augusta, Georgia, right. All practice round, you know, like
Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, the whole entire thing.
Wow.
That's tough to beat. That's a solid one. But I also would say, like, again, like the World Cup is going to be here in a few years, right?
Yeah, two, I think, right?
There's 26?
A couple games up in Seattle,
I believe so, because 26 is World Cup, and then 28 is the Olympics.
Yes,
LA.
But I think, yeah, I was going to say that's LA. But you know what's crazy? They're taking out the turf in Seattle. They will not play.
They're going to put it in actual grass.
If it's an actual grass field. It has to be actual grass for the World Cup. So they are going to take out the turf over there and put in grass.
I wonder how much that's going to cost. And who's footing the bill for that, by the way?
Oh, I think the World Cup has a couple bucks that they can spare to make sure that happens.
I'm sure Slep has to give some back.
Sepp Blatter. Yeah, well, one of the most corrupt organizations in the world. They managed to get a bunch of money. So I just feel like, Seattle taxpayers, you're not secretly slipped into paying that?
If you're that corrupt, you should have that much money to be able to afford something like that. I'm actually Soccer Joe right now. I went to the Timbers last night. Timbers game.
That looked fun. I actually watched a little bit of that.
It was a great game. It definitely should have been 3 points for the Timbers. Refs stole it from them right out of their clutches at the very end.
Did you say points?
Yes. In the standings?
A win.
A win, yeah.
See, I am not a soccer bro, so you already lost me.
Yes. You get a win, you get 3 points. You draw, you get 1 point. You lose, yeah. You get none. Yeah, so it should have been 3 points. Instead, they only get one. But I tell you what, man, and I know it's prisoner of the moment, recency bias. Timbers game, it's very, very close to being the best sporting event you can go to in the city. I mean, the energy at a Timbers game, unless it's a great Trailblazers playoff game, and I remember being in the Blazers at the Moda Center during the 2019 playoff run against, I was at the Nuggets game, mm-hmm. that went to four overtimes. I was at the Dame winner against the Thunder. I mean, that place, when it is at its best, it's hard to beat. But Timbers, man, the constant energy of that place during a game, it's unreal. I get totally sucked into it. Like, I don't watch every Timbers game. I get the I'll get the alerts. I'll get the heads up. I'll catch a clip here and there. But when I go to a game, I am like fully locked in and fully invested in what's going on.
It's been on the bucket list. Hops games too. Those two are on the bucket list. Every single summer I go into it now that I've moved back saying like, I'm going to go, I've got to check it out. Everyone says it's awesome. And I just haven't been able to pull the trigger yet. Now the Pickles were on that list.
Pickles are fun.
Pickles games are fantastic, except for Dylan when he attacks me. I don't like that. I have to attack him back.
You're the only guy that's like his size, though, so
yeah,
at least he's
well,
picking a fight like that's, you know.
Right, equal. Like Dylan and I, we get into a little Donnybrook, and then it's a good time. Like, we have fun. It's great. Hope he's at the Fangolf Classic again like last year. But going to the Pickles game really told me, like, I have to go to the Hops game. I have to go to a Timbers game because I'd put it off, finally went and was like, this is fantastic. It's everything everyone talked it up to be. And so at least the Timber season is starting.
Yes.
So I have lots of time to go.
We are in the thick of it.
It is the regular season now. Soccer season, they stopped.
They have a preseason?
Well, they have preseason. They stopped during the regular season to play championship games or like cup matches.
Yep.
So they'll play the CONCACAF in the middle of the regular season. It's kind of weird.
Like the Timbers in a couple weeks, they have a match against the Tacoma Defiance, which is a U.S. Open Cup match.
Thank you.
It is not an MLS.
What does that mean?
The U.S. Open Cup. It's just a tournament, I think, of like MLS teams, and then there's like tier one teams.
And they're like tier two or whatever?
I guess. I didn't even know Tacoma had a team.
Neither I was going to say, I
good for them.
I think that's the one that they're playing at Cheney Stadium or whatever. I looked at that, and I was like, because I pulled up the tickets when we were in here talking about it before the show, and I was like, huh. They must have like a youth game on here. I'm not paying to go to a youth game.
What's their name?
Game.
The Tacoma what?
Defiance.
Defiance.
Yeah, that sounds like a lower tier
name. It's MLS Next Pro is the league that they're in. So like the Timbers T2 team plays in that. And then they also have the USL, which is, I think, a now defunct league.
Is
actually.
This what used to be like the U20s or U21s or
kind
whatever?
Of, yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to keep up with this. It's tough.
And then in August, they play the League's Cup. They got a couple games in there. And that's against some Mexican teams. So that's where the MLS and I forget what the Mexican league is called, but some of their teams start playing each other for.
Gotcha.
North America.
Oh, I just
tournament.
Looked up the League's Cup, and their catchphrase is three countries, two leagues, one champion.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Catch the fever.
We need more of that.
No one's going to be watching.
Yeah, Liga MX. That's what it is.
Liga MX.
That's the Mexican league. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, dude, Timbers games are great. And I checked off the Sweet Life. I've done that twice this year. Shout out to my boy Tanner and his girlfriend. They her position at her work, they can get
The suite?
Suite tickets to Blazers games and Timbers games.
Like so, the new area, like across from where the stands are, you're
no,
talking?
No, it's like the older, like behind
Yeah,
the
those are really nice, though.
Behind home plate of where the Beavers used to play.
The original box.
Yes, yes, exactly. But I had plenty. I had as many chicken tendies in that suite as I could have, definitely. I walked in, there was Caesar salad and chicken tenders. I was like, ooh, those chicken tenders, I'm making them my bitch.
Food scene there is good.
I was going to say, were they taking care of you? They were comp chicken tendies?
Yes, they were comp chicken tendies.
Yes.
Yeah, and I rolled the dice on that. I met up with them, my friends, before the game at the Cheerful Bullpen, which is right across the stadium there. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to order any food. I was like, I'm not going to ask what the food sitch is like at the suite. I'm just going to, we're going to see what happens here. Yeah. And then showed up and they had the Caesar salad and they had chicken strips. And then they had like six different sauces.
Did you try one of each? You have to, right?
Yeah, right.
You got to figure out what's going on.
Well, I didn't do the barbecue sauce because I was just like, well, barbecue sauce is just barbecue sauce.
Barbecue
like,
sauce is great.
It's great. It's great. But they also had this this bang bang sauce.
Yes, please.
Which
what makes it a bang bang sauce?
I don't know, but it was like a spicy chipotle kind of.
Did like Mike Breen make it?
Bang bang!
You only got one bang out of him in that game yesterday. I wish you would have gotten two.
Bang bang
did.
Sauce is mayonnaise, Thai sweet chili, sriracha, and honey.
Ooh,
is what AI
so like
told
a,
me.
A slightly better fry sauce? I'm gonna say
kind like of. Sweet and spicy.
Yes,
is that fair?
Yeah. And then they had a fantastic garlic parmesan like sauce to dip in also, so I got dabbled in that. Their ranch looks super fancy.
Ooh.
Their honey mustard wasn't too bad. It was more mustard than honey, though. Like it was a...
I like that kind. That's yeah. Give me a little more mustard on that side.
Is that what makes it Dijon, or is that just the brand and they're their own thing?
I think that's just their own thing.
They're their own thing?
Yeah.
I was like, I know it's like fancy mustard, but
like
I don't buy it. Yeah, I don't buy that fancy
Excuse
mustard.
Me, sir. Could I have some of your Grey Poupon?
There's no fancy condiments in Will Ortner's life.
No, not a big fancy condiment guy.
No,
yeah.
No. We're lucky I have mustard and ketchup in the fridge.
I keep it simple. Yeah, I go yellow mustard and spicy brown mustard.
Ooh, there you go.
There you go. Yeah,
those are my two go-tos.
Salt and pepper on top of that, that's all you need. You're really just starting to... I don't know. I've tried in college. I remember trying to dabble with different spices, and then you end up throwing like 10 in. It just tastes like ass.
Yeah. My roommate's a big like go to like the Saturday market, Sunday market, and then go find like your locally made hot sauces. And some of them are great. I'm not willing to risk into that.
I will plug a local hot sauce company because that happened to me. I was at the, the Golf Expo.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago. Yeah. And then when you go there, your ticket is good for the Seafood and Wine Festival. So you can double dip. You can go to the Portland Golf Show.
Did not know.
Walk on over to the Seafood and Wine Festival. And there was a sauce that they won me over. Siligee sauce, which I think they're based in Camas.
Oh, my side.
I get their smoked habanero sauce. And it's a lock. Every bottle that I finish, I go and get another one.
Immediate. Is that one you can get in stores, or you got to go to them?
You can find it in some Safeways. You usually got to go to them. But that, dude, it was such a game changer. Changed my life. Made me a better man, honestly. Now, anytime I bring like tacos or anything into the studio, it comes with. The Siligee sauce is in tow, coming with me, 100%.
I love that.
That's fantastic. I'm going to have to go check them out.
Yeah,
that's not that far from my house.
It's fun that you carry hot sauce. My wife just started carrying hot sauce, like as kind of just a thing.
Oh, like a bottle in the purse? Bag.
Yeah, like a little tiny one. She actually, to shout out another
the
brand
shooter.
Of hot sauce. Well, because Starbucks has been serving this stuff called Truff. It's really good.
I've
seen this Truff before.
Yeah, you guys
it's
know
all
what
right.
I'm talking about.
It's
yeah,
not
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. She loves it, and it's like got that smoky, not too spicy flavor, so she found a little mini bottle, and she keeps it in her purse. I effing love it.
Yeah.
All right, let's sports it up. We've got playoffs have begun in the NBA.
Finally.
We have a draft within a week. I don't know if you knew that. I had to look that up on Friday. I was like, when is this NFL draft? I'm like, oh my God, it's in less than a week. So we'll get into some draft talk. I think I need to make an on-air apology to a specific athlete.
Ooh.
And we'll get into some other stuff here. But I want to start with these NBA playoffs that tipped off last night. We had four games last night, four games today. I haven't even begun to think about who's going to win these series. And again, they've already started for us. So we'll get into that here on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I will not be partaking in any sort of Easter activities today.
Yeah, me neither.
I am going to go home after this, lay on the couch, watch some NBA playoffs.
There you go.
Promptly take a nap, I'm sure, one quarter into the Orlando-Boston game, or maybe completely miss the finish of the Memphis-Oklahoma City game because I will be napping.
And it'll be over at halftime.
And wake up. What happened? Oh, okay, Oklahoma City won by 30. No surprise. And then I'm going to have some leftover pizza thief from Jeff Sacramento's retirement party the other night. I made sure to take a whole box of that.
Ooh, you snuck some home?
Oh, hell yeah, I did. Are you kidding me? So I'm going to be eating that. I will be drinking White Claws because tis the season.
Ain't no laws.
It is officially White Claw season.
It's seltzer season. This is going to sound dumb, but drinking has seasons. You need to know what appropriate alcohol to use depending on the time of year. Seltzers in day drinking and in the summer.
Yep.
Beers in the fall and in the winter.
Yep.
And then whiskey or bourbon, winter, fall. Tequila, spring, summer.
Now, don't get me wrong. I will still drink beer.
Of course.
Year round. That is happening. Yeah. It's just also the style of beer that you'll be drinking. But I'm not a big stout or porter guy. I don't like... As my dad likes to say, he's like, I like it when it looks like a can of oil. And I'm like, absolutely not. No. That is not for me.
Same boat.
Have you had a hangover from stouts ever?
No.
Yeah, one time in my life.
That sounds terrible. I had a hangover yesterday. from non-stouts, and it sucked.
Yeah, I was a little, yesterday was hungover too. I think I tapped it a little hard at the Jeff Sacramento going away party. But yeah, a stout hangover, oh my God. I would say it's like three times as bad as that wine hangover. Just foggy, terrible headache. Never again.
One of the worst hangovers that I had was thanks in part to RPM IPAs.
RPM IPAs. See, yeah. I stay away from the IPAs.
Some Boneyards.
Snuck up on you. Ooh, Boneyards. Yeah. Always will do it.
It was like, I don't know. I feel like I didn't have that many, but my body told me I did.
Bro, three will do it.
it let me know. You effed up, Joe.
I was going to say, the IPAs I stay far, far away from. I'm sticking with the lights. Although if I do go a stout, I will. Is Guinness technically a stout?
Yes. Porter?
Yes.
I think it's a porter. Whatever
Guinness is, that's about as heavy as I'm going to go.
It's magic in a can is
it's
what it is.
So good.
It's actually only like 80 or 90 calories.
You know what's interesting too about
like
Guinness?
Michelob.
And maybe I'm wrong.
It is a stout.
So that's the only stout I'll do. I do love it. Guinness is the type of beer that I hated until about 25 years old. And then at 25 years old, it's like broccoli, asparagus, and Guinness became really good to me. And I don't know why that happened. But yeah. I know, like, your taste buds change. It was awesome.
Everybody, I think, has that renaissance, right?
Where it's at like 25 years old. You're like, I'm an adult now. I like Guinness.
Something. Or a good whiskey. Something. Your palate gets a little snootier.
Well, I hope everybody's out there enjoying their Easter Sunday, if that's a thing that you do. My sister, she just sent a video picture of my nephew. They're at one of the like parks where they do an Easter egg thing for all the kids. 14,000 eggs, like plastic eggs, with like
goodness, things. Yeah,
money
and like
money inside.
The photo she sent me
probably
was like a picture
beans.
Of him.
Yeah.
Was a picture of him smiling, but literally just hundreds and hundreds of children all lined up outside of this circle of eggs.
That's fantastic. Is that a top five, like, kid thing? Is it the Easter
top five
egg?
Kid thing, bottom five adult thing?
Oh, 100%.
Suck, yeah. 100%. I would probably look on in awe and probably just laugh the entire time, hoping that some sort of Hunger Games situation
broke
plays
out.
Yeah, just children fighting. Ripping each other apart.
Lord of the Flies over eggs.
Yes.
It literally might, depending on the kid and how big they are and angry they are, serious they take it.
It's just a sea of children just
attacking
and
sprinting.
Then, you know what that means is then parents are going to start fighting because, hey, your fat kid's taking all the freaking eggs from my little one.
Well, it's a lot of like, hey, tell your kid to not touch my kid.
How do you find your child after this?
It well, just you mark them, you brand them.
Like isn't it cattle. By smell now?
You put an air tag on them.
You get them with like cattle.
My God.
That's the Ortner brand.
Oh, there he is. Come on home.
Oh,
here,
no.
Girl.
We went home with one
lasso
of the Ortner brand boys.
Yeah. Come here. But yeah, I'll be doing no Easter-like activities. I will be doing NBA-like activities today. The playoffs started yesterday. I say we do a little recap and go over those first, and then we can get into the games today. Start with the Pacers-Bucks. It's got a little chippy there.
Yeah.
They were jawing. Dame was even jawing at Tyrese Haliburton.
Right.
Pascal Siakam got a tee. But, I mean, the story, obviously, is that the Pacers just throttling the Bucks thanks to a very, very good first half.
Well, I mean, again, it's... Right now with Dame out, it's Giannis and everybody else. Like, the only reason this Bucks team was even within 20 points or whatever of this score, Giannis had 36. The next person had 14, and that was Gary Trent Jr. Like, you can't rely on that.
Kyle Kuzma with the very impressive Tony Snell stat line of 0 points, 0 assists, 0 rebounds, 0 steals, 0 blocks.
It's unbelievable. 0-for-5 and 0-for-2 from the free throw. Like,
very impressive.
Few can do it. Few can do it like Tony Snell, and I'm glad to see that Kyle Kuzma is continuing to carry that mantle. But this series, if Dame doesn't come back, this series sucks. Like, the Pacers are going to beat him in 5, you know? They're a much better team. They're a much deeper team. This Bucks team, unfortunately, it feels like they made all these moves to be in this win now mode. And for whatever reason, injuries, illnesses, just bad luck, it feels like they've missed the boat, right? Like, unless Dame comes back. And again, I think if the Bucks are going to win, like, they're going to need a game or two where Dame goes nuclear and a game or two where Giannis goes nuclear. And I still think if that happens, I still think the Pacers beat them. It just, it's not a fun series, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I like the Pacers starting five much more than the Bucks starting five, and then even just some of their complimentary pieces coming off the bench. I don't know when we're going to see Dame. I hope we see Dame sooner rather than later, and that they make this a somewhat entertaining series, because this is the trajectory it's going on. The Pacers could have this wrapped up in five, six at the most.
I don't see, unless Dame comes back and he's dropping 36 too, like him and Giannis are combining for 72.
Yeah.
This series is over, man.
The next one, this was a great game, great back and forth. That was the epitome of the Russell Westbrook experience. The Nuggets winning 112 to 110 against the Clippers in overtime. This is going to be a fun series, man. I mean, both very interesting teams, good teams with some like veteran presence, stalwarts. I mean, mm-hmm. It's so funny also now, like, here we are removed from Oklahoma City Thunder days of Durant, Westbrook, and Harden years later. Now we still have James Harden and Russell Westbrook in the league, but playing, you know, essentially complementary pieces to their team. What's crazy to me is, you know, watching the Nuggets is, I mean, how Michael Porter isn't even really an option down the stretch for them anymore.
I think they're doing that just because Russ was hot. Like, I think if, like, let's say game two, you flip it, and Porter's got the Russ stat line where he's got, like, 15, he's got 6-7 rebounds, a couple assists, and Westbrook is the one struggling shooting, I think that Porter would end up finishing. I could be wrong, you could be right, but it felt like they went with the hot hand to be that third scoring option.
But, man, I mean, the Nuggets, they're not even, like, you want to talk about a bench unit. Mm-hmm. It's essentially Russell Westbrook, and that is it.
Yes.
They played eight players. Jokic, 46 minutes. Murray, 48 minutes. Christian Braun, 45 minutes. Aaron Gordon, 46. Michael Porter started the game and had 26, and Russell Westbrook had 34 minutes. The next guys with minutes on the team were Peyton Watson with 14 and Jalen Pickett with 5 minutes.
Well, you see the rest of that roster?
Yeah,
outside of DeAndre Jordan, it's pretty empty.
Hey, give me some Dario Saric action. That would have been good like 10 years ago.
Oh, but Zeke Nnaji, he's on the list too? Yeah, no, this is a bunch of has-beens and never-was's as their bench. And that's kind of like what a normal playoff rotation's like, right? 7 to 8 guys.
Raise your hand if you knew that Ben Simmons was on the Clippers.
I did know that, actually. I was shocked that he got actual time. I do appreciate his great stat line, making sure that he got 2 boards, 2 assists, 3 fouls. Got to lead the way there somewhere. But when I watched this game, the Clippers were dominating basically the entire way until about the fourth quarter. And then the Nuggets come back. Russell Westbrook gives you the ultimate Russell Westbrook game, where he makes a bunch of incredible plays and at the same time some of the biggest dumb boneheaded plays. But the two dumbest boneheadedest plays that it came from were from the Clippers' big two guys. Your big two ball handlers are James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. And when you needed it most, they both made stupid, stupid turnovers.
I mean, Kawhi Leonard had 7 turnovers in the game altogether. That's very un-Kawhi-like.
Well, in the last one, he's right next to the sideline, and you let Russell Westbrook hit the ball out of your hand and hit your leg. Like, it just can't happen. Harden did the same thing. Very careless with the ball down the stretch. It's a hot take. I've cooled off on it since I immediately tweeted it after the game. I don't feel like the Clippers.
Tweet? I regret that already.
Well,
I hearted that tweet. I thought it was a good tweet.
I think I stand by it. I don't think the Clippers can win this series when they lose that game. That is a game you cannot lose. You are going to have to win one game as the 5 seed in Denver. You have to. And you were up most of that game and in control for most of that game. And you had a good James Harden game because you know he's going to give you a bad one at some point, right? And you're going to have shooting variance days where Michael Porter can't miss, or, you know, Christian Braun goes nuclear. So there's so many different spots where it might not go the Clippers' way. And when you have the lead the entire way in Denver, you need to finish that off with a win. Is it because I have money on the Clippers and now I'm looking at it glass half full and I'm like, God, this bet's already done? That's possible. But I don't feel like you can lose that game and then win this series. I hope I'm wrong, but right now, knee-jerk reaction, overreaction Sunday, That's how I felt after this one.
Well, that's a great segue as far as not being able to finish off a game. Hello, Detroit Pistons, up 8 in the fourth quarter with, I believe, like 6 minutes left.
Dude, I think it was 7-8. But again, you can't lose that game, at least not in the fashion that you did.
Well, A, you can't give up a 21-0 run at any point in the game. B, in game one of a playoff series when you are the away team and you have a lead in the fourth quarter and you've been playing as well as you've been the entire game, to just fall apart like that. I mean, that is just... I remember Jason and I talking about this recently, Big Sook, and I can't remember what game it was, but it's just like when you are watching your team, or in his case, you are playing in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Will, you probably experienced this at some point maybe during your college career, is that when the other team just starts going on a roll and the game just starts to get away from you and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's defeating.
It is one of the worst feelings as a fan, as a player, just to be like, is this really happening? Like, a team goes on a 10-0 run. You're like, all right, you know, let's respond. And then it turns to 13-0 run, and then 15-0, and then 7, and then 21-0 run. And it's in the garden. I mean, it's just like, all right, we're done. We're cooked here.
Oh, 7 threes, 2 minutes, we're done.
The Pistons just looked young. It was like their youth showed up. The Knicks woke up. Karl Anthony Towns is going to be the difference on how far this Knicks team goes. He was awesome.
He played great, and on defense, too. He made some huge plays on defense.
Huge steals.
Yeah. He is one of the funniest players in the league to me because he's easy to make fun of, but then he has some games, performances, where you're like, dude, he's really good.
Yeah, well, every once in a while, he'll just remind you of like, oh, yeah, that's why he was drafted as high as he was.
One overall pick.
That's why he's an all-star. He had multiple steals on that big run that led to easy Jalen Brunson buckets. I just felt like he's the difference. When he can spread out the floor, too, he can hit the shots that he was hitting. I felt like the Pistons also, once that roll started going, it just became iso ball and chuck up a bunch of threes. When you have a Michael Beasley game like that, where, you know, he's 50% from the 3-point line, he's got 20 points, I don't feel like you can waste it, especially when you're in the garden. It just felt like, oh yeah, that's why no one expects the Pistons to win this series. That's why in the NBA, when you're young, you have to go through those bumps, those bruises, and this is the Pistons just getting to go through that for the first time. And I still don't think the Knicks are going to be able to beat Cleveland. I don't think the Knicks are going to be able to beat Boston, but I do think that they might be a little bit of fool's gold here, where some people start going, huh, the Knicks maybe, because of what they're going to be able to do to this Pistons team.
And then the last one from yesterday was the Timberwolves Lakers, where the Timberwolves just absolutely went nuclear from three, hitting 21 3-pointers, franchise record, shot 58%, something like that from three, like just something just stupid. And listen, whenever the Lakers can lose a game one in a playoff series at home, I'm a happy Joe. That makes me happy.
Yeah, it
love to see it.
I don't know what the defensive game plan was from the Lakers, because now don't get me wrong, the Timberwolves hit some very contested 3-point shots, but there were also a lot of open kicks where the Lakers got beat off the dribble. Help defense comes and then you just kick out. You got to assume, though, as the Lakers, like, hey, they're not going to shoot 50% from the 3-point line. You'll make your adjustments. It's J.J. Redick as the coach. He's clearly shown that he's very smart and capable. LeBron will figure it out, right, on how to set himself up better to get his. I felt like he was way too passive early, and maybe that's just because Luka was playing so well early on. But Luka looked to me to be the only one who was really, like, full engaged playoff mode while everyone else was kind of trying to figure out their role. I have Minnesota winning this series. I think after watching this one, I think it goes six. I think it goes 6 or 7, man. I really, really do. And I think you're going to have a game where the Lakers go nuclear like the Timberwolves just did. And I think the rest of the way, it's going to be back and forth within 5 points either way.
Well, and it's also like Timberwolves shot as well as they did. Do we anticipate the Lakers to have as poor of a shooting performance again?
Right.
I mean, they very well could. I mean, what did what were the Timberwolves hanging their hat on last year during their playoff run? Defense. And right. if they're able to, you know, obviously teams a little bit differently structured than last year's, but if they're able to hang their hat on it and Chris Finch is able to just keep preaching defense in this playoff run, I mean, we could maybe see an impressive Timberwolves run here again as the seventh seed in the Western Conference. All right, let's take a break. Let's get to more of these playoff matchups. What is to come today on the NBA playoff slate? And we will do that next. But first, Jordan Schultz, Sports Center Update.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now, from the George McCoy at Warren Ellen Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on 1080 The Fan.
First on The Fan, the NBA playoffs getting going this weekend. Game 1's happening yesterday and later this morning and this afternoon. The Pacers getting by the Bucks in an easy one, 117-98. The final, Pascal Siakam leading the way for the Pacers with 25 points. Nuggets slipped by the Clippers, 112-110. The final, Nikola Jokic, 29 points there. The Knicks over the Pistons, 123-112. The final, Karl Anthony Towns, the star in that one, 23 points, 11 rebounds. The Timberwolves take a 1-0 lead over the Lakers as the roadie. They get the win, 117-95. Jaden McDaniels, 25 points to lead the way for Minnesota. This morning, you got the Thunder hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. That is getting going in about 25 minutes on ABC. Another game one between Boston and Orlando up afterwards at 12:30. Then you got a 4 p.m. start for the Cavaliers and Heat. Cleveland, a 12.5-point favorite as the home team. And then 6:30 tonight, the Rockets host the Warriors. Houston, a 1.5-point favorite. Those final two games can be seen on TNT. Over in baseball, the Seattle Mariners getting a crazy extra innings win yesterday, 8-4 the final over the Toronto Blue Jays, thanks to a grand slam in the 12th from Rowdy Tellez. They'll be going after the series win this afternoon against the Blue Jays. This morning, I should say, a 10:37 first pitch. Luis Castillo and Easton Lucas on the bump in that one. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Schultzy from the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Curtain missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com.
Tired of getting dinged by subscriptions? We won't send you a bill. Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
It's amazing. What's right under your floor can impact your whole house. Musty smells, wall cracks, uneven floors, doors and windows that stick. These could all be your home sending you warning signs that there's a problem. But one simple call can be the answer to fixing everything under your home. For more than a decade, Terra Firma has been our area's number one solution for better basements, foundations, and crawl spaces. So why waste another day worrying? Make an investment in a more healthy, more valuable home. Call Terra Firma today.
Visit GoTerraFirma.com.
CCB number 173547.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising. After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In Jansen Beach, Clackamas, Beaverton, Salem, and Eugene, Video Only.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Doing some NBA playoff talk here. The matchups from yesterday and the matchups that we have today. Actually, the first game is going to be starting here in 20 minutes on ABC ESPN. To plug, you're doing the same thing I'm doing. Like,
I'm pretty sure there's games on,
and we're like, I think it's on 910 ESPN Portland? Question mark. Maybe
it is.
All right, yeah. If you want to switch over, I don't know why you would want to do that though. Do not do that. Okay. Stay here.
That's our NBA game. It's on 910 ESPN Portland.
You can watch it on TV while listening to us, and maybe what we say will match up with what's happening in the game. Us talking about the NFL draft.
We sync it at the same time?
Yes, somehow, some way. But the first game is Memphis, Oklahoma City. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
Today is such a letdown.
There's one
game.
The matchups today are not as intriguing.
No.
Again, Oklahoma City, Memphis. I mean, at least you get the star power with Ja Morant and then SGA and the number one team in the NBA who won their conference by like 15 games or whatever. So there's that. I mean, the next one at 12:30 with the Orlando Magic and Boston Celtics, that is prime nap window right there.
Well, especially with how Orlando plays offense. Like, if it's not Paolo and it's not Franz Wagner, it ain't going in. So why even pay attention? I mean, they're missing their third best player in Suggs. Like, he's done for the year. So
I will be
pay attention.
2 to 3 slices of pizza deep right there, and I think that is a great time to conk out and
100%
get a good Sunday nap.
Conk out in the second half of that one. Wake up right around halftime starting of Heat Cavs. Another game that you really don't need to watch.
Yeah, that's
we all know what's gonna. I just hate that we already know what's going to happen. It'll be 4 to 5 games. There you go.
Yeah,
they're not going 6.
Yeah, that's another one to. Yeah, this is this Sunday slate, man.
I told you.
It's a good thing that we don't work for any of these companies and have to promote people watching. You know,
well, maybe people would actually be more inclined to watch a couple of these blowouts if they didn't have to watch crappy teams throughout the week playing a play-in useless basketball tournament. Like, I hate the play-in. It's ruined the first round of the playoffs for me.
See, and I would say that
hey, you got to give the Kings a chance, all right?
No.
You got to give the Bulls a chance, okay?
You definitely don't. But I would say, as far as like first rounds in totality, I think this is one of the better NBA first rounds because it feels like in the past, right? the team that was favored in the first round typically won because of how top heavy the league was. Every once in a while, you'd have your upsets. I mean, the one year because of the Giannis injury, that Miami Heat team gets hot, they go on a run. But for the most part, you kind of know. And then the 4-5, 3-6s, there can be some finagling there. And then you get to the second round, and then it really gets interesting. Anybody can win the matchups, how coaches are using different players in different spots, who gets hot at the right time. I feel like this year, when you go through the games and the matchups, like in the Warriors-Rockets series, if the Rockets won, I wouldn't be surprised. If the Warriors won, I wouldn't be surprised. If you go through the Saturday slate, there is no series there that would really shock me aside from the Pacers if the under-seeded team or the underdog team won. The problem is that because of the play-in, you have to give those teams that were in that play-in that rest. So now you have the three or four play-in teams all playing on Sunday, and three of those four series, they suck. They're not very good. And the only reason that the last series, Warriors and Rockets, are good is because it's the Warriors. And this year, that 2-7 in the West isn't split up that different. Like, look, the Rockets are 52-30. They're the two seed. Warriors are 48-34. And they have Steph, and they have Jimmy Butler, and they have Draymond Green. So, like, that series is good in most years where it wouldn't be just because they are so close together. So I do think that the first round as a whole is better this year than most years. The way they just set up Sunday is unfortunate because it is so poor.
Yeah, but they definitely did the right thing in making Warriors-Rockets the primetime matchup there. I am very, I'm curious to see how many technicals get thrown out overall in that series, who gets ejected, if there is a fight. I mean, like,
there will be.
I am waiting for a Dylan Brooks, Draymond Green kerfuffle to happen.
And then, like, Steven Adams.
I'm going to get kicked in the nuts.
Can I bet on that? Is there anywhere on any book that says, will there a fight break out between Dylan Brooks and Draymond Green? Because I feel like that's the odds on that to happen got to be pretty high. I mean,
I'm Googling right now for you.
Or Jimmy Butler and Dylan Brooks. That might be another one there. Like, yeah, I think that is going to be a physical, tough series. I would say out of these Sunday matchups, that is the one I'm looking most forward to as far as the game to keep an eye on, and as far as the series to keep an eye on, just because of, again, the overall physicality mm-hmm. of those two teams going against each other. But yeah, kind of a sleepy slate today. Again, Grizzlies Thunder is about to tip off here in 15 minutes. Magic Celtics, which... Celtics in four. See you in the next round.
Yeah.
Heat Cavaliers. Also, a reminder, the Cavaliers had 27 more wins than the Heat did this year. So take that for what it's worth. And then again, Warriors Rockets, nightcap 6:30 on TNT. Take a break. Do a little bit more playoff talk because I feel that we're running into a similar situation that we did last year. And as far as the top teams in the NBA, we get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 10 a.m. The Fan. Listen, I think that sometimes, especially in sports media, we try to outthink the room and try and question some of the top teams or some of the predictions or what could happen and try to come with an alternative view. I mean, it's a very hyperbolic career profession that we are in. And I felt like this is what we ran into last year. And this is what we're running into this year, is that when we kind of got towards the NBA finals, or as we got through the NBA playoffs, a lot of people questioned the Celtics. And I think when we got to like the Eastern Conference finals, I was maybe just like, dude, they're probably going to win it. Like, yep. let's just be real here. They're probably going to win it. I'm in the same boat right now with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Hmm. It seems like everybody and their grandmother are saying, like, well, they're the youngest team in the NBA. I don't know. They got knocked out last year. They went to the second round, and they were the one seed last year, and they lost. This team literally had one of the best regular seasons of all time. 68 wins, one of the best point differentials. They're deep. They play some of the best defense in the league. There's no reason not to believe they're going to win it all this year. I know that they'll end up having to face the Celtics, who just won it, or the Cavs, which, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people, It's funny. On the East, a lot of people's consensus is like, yeah, there's the Cavaliers, but really,
it's Boston.
Yeah. So Boston is getting the benefit of the doubt, which they should. They made the run last year, won the championship. I don't see why Oklahoma City does not get the benefit of the doubt. I know that they lost in the second round last year. They ran into the Timberwolves, who were playing out of their minds, playing great defensively. But I just think that Oklahoma City has totally turned it up an extra notch this year. And there again, there's no reason to believe that they should not literally walk to the NBA Finals. And then when we have, if we get a Thunder Celtics final, that is a toss up. That is a tough to predict series right there, because as we know, Celtics, they can light it up from three. They'll shoot 50 of them in a game, make 20 of them. They play great defense as well. They are just as deep as the Thunder are, it seems. And you can get a Sam Hauser or a Peyton Pritchard or some rando just go, Derek White, he'll just go off for 28, 30 points because they're nailing every three that they take. But again, I think that this Thunder team, they did not just win 68 games and have the season that they just had because they were okay. Yeah, they're a formidable team. They're really, really good. And I think that, you know, it's crazy. It almost seems like it shouldn't be a hot take to say that they're going to go to the NBA Finals and they should win it this year. I strongly believe that they will end up coming out on top as the NBA Finals champions.
It is weird to say about the best team in the NBA, a team that really, they got 68 wins. They could have had 70 if they wanted to try for it. They pulled the shoot a little bit early, get some guys some rest. It's also the team that's going to have the MVP. SGA was playing at a historic level. I might say that Jokic should have the MVP, but to sit here and be like, well, SGA didn't deserve it, that would be wrong. Like, he has played a historic, historic season. They can beat you big because they can bring in Chet and Hartenstein and play long. They can beat you small. They can keep those guys out, or they can leave Chet in at the five and let Chet spread everyone out. The only reason that you aren't picking OKC is because you say, hey, they're too young. And in the NBA, for whatever reason, it seems like you have to go through those ups and downs. And you're basically saying, hey, OKC hasn't gone through the ups and downs enough yet. Like, remember this Boston team that just won the title. They had multiple years where they got to the Eastern Conference Finals with largely the same team, weren't able to get it done. They had a couple years where they got to the NBA Finals. For whatever reason, they weren't able to get it done. And then finally last year, it was their time. It was their year. They get it done. This Oklahoma City Thunder team, that's your only reason to not pick them. Because statistically, if they want to play a shootout game, they can beat you in the shootout game. If they want to play you in an all-defensive battle, they can beat you that way. They can beat you small. They can beat you big. They're just built different than most teams. And that's because of all the draft picks that they acquired 7-8 years ago. And they have hit on every single draft pick that they've had. They've made a couple big trades, SGA specifically. They've gone into free agency and gotten guys like Hartenstein. Last year, they got beat up a little bit in the playoffs. So what do? They go grab a tough physical guy who'd been playing in New York, who's all-worldly when it comes to his defensive prowess, and he's not afraid to get dirty, dive into the stands, do the little things. They go out and they get Alex Caruso, who's probably, what, top five, top 10 guard defensively. Like, that's what took Boston over the top, is they went out. Derek White took a step up, but more importantly, Drew Holiday was shutting opposing guards down. They say, Oklahoma, hey, we need that type of player. They go get their Alex Caruso. They get rid of Josh Giddey, who was taking up time because he had to have the ball in his hand. The only question for them is, can can he take the next step up? Because you need that number two right now, and it doesn't feel like it's Chet with the amount of time that he's missed. He's still young. Can Jalen Williams take that step up and become the number two scoring option when SGA needs a break? Or if teams are throwing, you know, blitz coverages at him, if they're double teaming him, if they're playing him with a big, or you know, they go big, then small, can Jalen Williams get a bucket when they need it? Because Jalen Brown being able to do it last year with the Celtics. Too many J's, too many J names.
Jason, Jalen, yeah.
Jalen Brown coming in and being able to hit shots when Jason Tatum was double teamed was the difference between the Celtics winning and
Who's
losing.
Who's on first?
I think what's on third. Where's on second?
Huh?
What?
I just, again, man, I don't think you play this well throughout an 82-game season because you are, because of what? Like, you win 68 games and you have the differential, you have the team that you do because you are that effing good.
It wasn't fluky.
No, it was not. And so I've just been kind of tired of seeing and hearing over the last couple months, like, yeah, Oklahoma City is good, but it's like, they're not just good, they are great. And right. I'm taking them to win it all. I feel like this is also, you know, if you want to talk about the mental game of sports, this is the bulletin board material that team needs. It's, you know, and this is what's going to happen. Nobody believed in us. What are you talking about? You guys won 68 games. A lot of people believed in it. It's like, no, that's not the case. There's been a lot of people that it is. It's one of those. I got to see it to believe it. And you got to prove it to me.
Most disrespected one seed of all time.
I mean,
I think they're in the conversation.
If we went through it, we could maybe find some others. But, you know, they are young. I'm looking at it right now. Average age 24.7. That would be I think the third or second youngest team ever,
I think,
to win the championship.
I think Auburn was older than them, if I'm remembering that correctly. Like, the average age of the Auburn Tigers, who just played in the Final Four, was either older or within 6 months of them.
The youngest team to win a championship most recently was the 2014-2015 Golden State Warriors. They had an average age, weighted age, of 26.4 years. Do you want to know who the youngest team of all time to win an NBA championship was?
Probably like some 60s team. Was it the Portland Trailblazers?
It was.
Was it really?
The Portland Trailblazers, 1976-1977. They had an average weighted age of approximately 24.2 years. So the Thunder, which right now there is 24.7, that would put them right near the top as one of the youngest teams ever to win the NBA championship. I want to see it, man. I think it also would be awesome for Oklahoma City to win it with this core, when you look back in history and you're like, wait, Oklahoma City had Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. How did they not win an NBA championship? And then here we are 15 years later, essentially, and it's SGA, it's the Jalens, it's Chet Holmgren, a very young core, and it's just like, no, that team didn't win it, but this team did win it.
You know what's crazy? They still have like 1,000 picks.
Oh, yeah.
And all still in the first round. And all the swap. They, as good as Oklahoma City is now, they can get better.
Yeah. They've been doing this for a few years now, where it's seemingly they have been making the right trades to get everybody's picks. I mean, the Clippers gave them like 5 picks or something like that.
I think they have a couple from the Suns as well. Now, here is my question, though, to you, because you're picking them. I do have a bet on them. If they didn't make it, are you surprised? Because I wouldn't be surprised that I'm picking them. And that's me saying I'm picking them to get there.
Now, the West is really, really good. So I hear what you're saying. It's like, would you be, you know, it wouldn't be totally shocking to see someone come out of the West because of how deep it is. But I would be very disappointed in a team that has played this well all year long and has beat all these teams and has shown that they're better than all these teams.
It feels like if they do lose, it's because a superstar just put a team on his back. Because we watched it last year with Luka and the Mavs. That Mavs team, there was no indication that they were going to be a finals team. And then Luka and Kyrie just said, all right, we're going to take this team. We're going to go off in every game, and we're going to play like the best versions of ourselves and take a team to a final. There is a world with how many stars are still in the Western Conference. If you told me Luka went nuclear again with LA and then LeBron figured it out, it wouldn't shock me. If you told me Nikola Jokic, who I do think is the best player in the NBA right now, decides, hey, I'm just going to be awesome and I'm going to make everyone else around me awesome, and he takes Denver to the finals, it wouldn't shock me. I mean, shoot, the way Ant Edwards was playing last night, if Ant Edwards goes nuclear, right, it would not shock me. But I do think that OKC is the pick. It's going to take a Herculean effort from a superstar or a couple superstars to beat this team.
So Oklahoma City, they have two first-round picks this year. Now, granted, one of them is the 76ers, which is protected 1-6. But that would be hilarious if the 76ers ended up with number 7, and OKC gets the number 7 overall pick.
Like, we need more shooting. Con Knipple.
They get Miami's pick. There's no protections on that, so that is going to Oklahoma City. In 2026, they have two first-round picks. They have Utah's first-round pick, which is protected 1-8, which, you know, it's looking like that might end up actually happening for Utah, depending on what happens in the offseason. And then they own their own in 2026. In 2027, they have two first-round picks, L.A. Clippers swap rights, and they have Denver's, which is protected 1-5. We'll see what happens in 2 years with the Nuggets, but I mean...
Well, same thing with the Clippers. Like, this has got to be kind of the last run for them, you would think.
It's kind of looking that way. I mean, I don't know how many times you can run this back or make this team any better without having draft picks and without, you know, drafting low. And, you know, obviously we know now with the whole second apron and how teams have to operate now, it can be tough to improve your team drastically in an offseason. So that is the NBA playoff talk. And in fact, the NBA playoffs about to tip off right now over on ABC. Memphis taking on Oklahoma City. As much as I love Liverpool, and they're at a 0-0 tie right now in the 73rd minute.
0-0.
I'm gonna switch on over. Yeah, look at you, Soccer Will.
That's right.
0-0.
Soccer Will. I only know nil.
I will be switching on over to that game here in just a moment, and we'll be switching over to our number two. We got the NFL draft coming up. We got to get to some of the final storyline. It's been a quiet draft season, but as we get closer to Thursday in the first round, a few more stories starting to creep up. And so take a look at that. I'll probably have to make an on-air public apology to a certain athlete by the end of the show. And we will do hour number two coming up here next on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.